Alléluia, 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 Alléluia.
The words, Lord, are spirit and life. You have the words of everlasting life.
Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Many of the disciples of Jesus were listening there, said, "This saying is hard. Who can accept it?" Since Jesus knew that his disciples were murmuring about this, he said to them, "Does this shock you? What if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is spirit that gives life, but the flesh is of no avail. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and life, but there are some of you who do not believe." Jesus knew from the beginning the ones who would not believe and the one who would betray him. And he said, "For this reason, I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted him by my Father." As a result of this, many of his disciples returned to their former way of life and no longer walked with him. Jesus then said to the 12, "Do you also want to leave?" Simon Peter answered him, "Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God." Gospel of the Lord.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
This passage is very beautiful. Jesus knew that some of them do not believe and some would betray him. But Jesus' love is amazing. He leave them, let them choose. Many of them left. I'm sure Jesus gave sufficient grace for all of us to follow him. But most of the time, we are too self-centered. We forget about his grace. We trust so much on our own effort. Let's ask the Lord to give us the strength. We are weak. Tell Jesus they want to continue to follow him. Strengthen our faith. We need to open ourselves and telling Jesus, we trust you. Let's live today, moment by moment, with joy, with trust that we live every moment with his love. Immense love, unconditional love for one another. Jesus, we trust in you.